he's supposed to take the four species. You love Esau, and that's the one of us. Okay, so the thing about here, he says that these four species give us power against the four evil empires. Four evil empires. These are the four evil forces in the world. Shofar, and the main idea of Rosh Hashanah was mouth, was to set Hashem as the mouth. That's against the Avodah Zarah. So Rosh Hashanah, we were fixing the sin of the Avodah Zarah. We were setting Hashem as the mouth. And Yom Kippur, the main service was with white clothes. It's purity. The main idea of Yom Kippur is purity. So purity means the opposite of Gilu Arayis. Gilu Arayis is Tumah. Now Sukkah. Shichas Damim means that you separate the soul from the body. The soul and the body is supposed to be in perfect harmony. So Sukkot is a holiday of harmony, where we, our soul and our bodies are in perfect synchronization. Basically, you do a lot of physical things, you're eating, sleeping, so on and so forth, but the goal is to be at peace with God, right? To be in God's presence. So it's a combination of the soul with the body. And that's like Yaakov. So Yaakov is connected to Sukkos. He was a harmony of soul and body. Okay, so that would be so Shana, Kippur, and Sukkah, they help us go against those three evil vices of Avodah Zarah, Gilu Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Esav and Edom, which is Lashon Hara, or Sinas Chinam, they bring all the others also. They bring the Avodah Zarah and Gilu Arayis and Shvichas Damim. All the sins come from the Lashon Hara, from this. Basically, it means that a person is denying Hashem because he says, the world revolves around me. It's that ego, that selfishness. And bring all the sins of the Zohar and the Rangish of the Thunder. The Lulav and Esri, those special things, they're one. So, it's Hashem Achad, Shema Achad. nuestras communities. That indicates that the unity of our brothers, the Pinyako and the Jewish people, and the Agrofa is like the lips that forgives for the sin of Lashon Hara. Way this makes sense, that the shake and move in all the directions show that we want to remove the evil from any sign, whether it's a Zohar, a Lash, a Stomach, a Lashon Hara, wherever it comes from, we remove it by the four species.
Are we exerting the Kedusha on the whole planet, on the whole world, or are we doing it on ourselves?
That's a good question. Ourselves, but also we bring sacrifices for the whole world. We accept the sacrifices of the bulls. So that's for the whole world. So in a certain way, we're doing ourselves plus the world.
So since we're doing what we can, we also get them. We also get as if we're doing the 70.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just bringing the world back into homeostasis. Not homeostasis, but
harmony.
Yeah.
Right.
Equilibrium, rather, yeah.
Right. Here's another piece. It says that the sukkah protects. Tshuva, which is Ava, do the sins turn into mitzvahs. Otherwise, the sin gets forgiven, but it's still sort of around. That's why a person can fall back into sin, because he hasn't completely converted the sin into a mitzvah, to the love of Hashem. Just through fear. And fear means that he gets protection against the sin, but he's still subject to fall back. Now, the sukkah has a lot of kedusha. So it says it has the name of Hashem, Hashem Shemai. These evil powers which are around the person and trying to attack and bring them down again cannot foul them into a sukkah. The sukkah protects them. Not only can these evil powers or sins come into the sukkah to attack him, but can't even look at the sukkah, because the sukkah has a lot of light. So someone who's in the sukkah is completely protected from all the evil forces.
It's important to learn Torah in the sukkah, but also spark dwelling.
Exactly.
Because you have a higher chance of success.
Right.
Because you're enraptured, you're enveloped by the Shekhinah.
Yeah. The person spends in the sukkah, you should try to feel its closeness to the Shekhinah. So you know that if you have that feeling in the sukkah, that you're not really in the protection of the sukkah. Because he has to give not just his body into the sukkah, but also his soul. And if his soul is not in the sukkah, then the sukkah where he might. happens up here, because these are very solid. So you have to try best to feel that you're inside something.